on a 7:38 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A little bit of rough weather this morning, especially on the water, actually, off the into the Gulf, just off the beach. If you're in Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, maybe Gulf Breeze, you're seeing some elevated lightning. The rest of us are just getting rain and rain. So drive carefully. Take some time. You know, when you cause an accident, it's not just inconvenient for you. It's inconvenient for everybody else. Hello, Avalon Boulevard. I'm thinking about you this morning. 7:39, Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at about this time. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, before we get into local stuff, I did want to ask you about a story that didn't take place here, but it caught my attention as the kind of thing that it was a good opportunity for us to remind people about. There was a murder that took place in Pennsylvania that a woman met a guy to buy a fridge for her boyfriend on Facebook Marketplace. What kind of safety guidance do you have for people, especially during COVID, that are buying a lot of things from private individuals over the internet?
Well, we don't want them to go to places like that, the incident that you mentioned, because bad things can happen. We do at the Pensacola Police Department, as does most law enforcement agencies, they offer a safe spot in their parking lot or in their front lobby to do these exchanges. So we urge people to never meet someone they've never met before in a strange place to exchange cash. That's a dangerous situation.
Yeah, it's not a great idea. It always gave me a little bit of the willies, these kind of things. Although nowadays with COVID, it's more you put it out on your porch and they leave money under the mat, you know, which is kind of the no-touch, low interaction as well. I know porch piracy has been an issue. Our home even, we had somebody try to take, it was crazy, but they thought better of it, I think, when they saw our security cameras, which is good. But have you had a problem with people taking the money from under the mats? Has that been a thing that you guys have gotten calls about?
Is that something that I haven't heard of? Porch fires, of course, that kind of that goes up around Christmas time, but we didn't have a big problem with that this year either.
Yeah, well, that's good news, and things have been relatively quiet in the city, which is always good, right? We haven't really had any big news items or big, you know, criminal activity over the last couple of days that we don't already know about.
No, it's been quiet. Again, we had an accident on Cervantes that was yesterday that held up traffic for a while. But I do want to mention that over the weekend, we had very good police work done by Officer Heather Busby, who was on routine patrol in the area of Davis and Fairfield, when she noticed a vehicle parked alongside a fence. And on the other side of that fence is a self-storage facility. She went to check on that vehicle to see why it was there. That vehicle took off from her and eventually crashed a short time later. A problem with that was there were three people involved, and they left their buddy behind that was burglarizing the units. And eventually that person was caught and arrested as well. So good police work on her part.
That's, wow. I mean, that's amazing. Like you say, they took off because they think she knows something or sees something. They leave their buddy behind. Oh, by the way, sorry about that. But you wind up apprehending all three of them. That is great police work. To me, that's a reminder that great police work starts with good observation skills, knowing what's normal and seeing something that seems abnormal and, you know, taking a look, right?
And you know what? Nobody knows what's abnormal in their neighborhood like the people that live there do. And that's what's so very, very important about organized neighborhood watch parties and just people who live in neighborhoods. We encourage them to call us anytime they see a suspicious vehicle or a suspicious person walking around. We need that phone call.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because, like, my wife and I always walk around our neighborhood, so we know really well what's normal and what's out of place. And, you know, every once in a while we'll see something, and, you know, the old advice is if you see it, say it, right? Give a call. But like I was telling you, that porch pirate thing, you know, we talked to a couple of neighbors. We know the car we've seen people driving. I mean, you know, it's that awareness through keeping your eyes open and then being willing to do something about it that a lot of times helps catch and thwart crime, right?
Exactly. We can't do our jobs alone. We have to have the help from the public in order to be successful.
Well, we'll do our best to keep trying to help. I also wanted to ask you this, and I understand that in your position, this might not be something you can answer. And I understand that. You know, I understand that. But we've been talking this morning a little bit about David Chipman, who's been nominated to be nominated by President Biden to be the head of the ATF. By all accounts, he's a competent, experienced lawman, but he's also very anti-gun. He's a consultant for Giffords, the organization. Would it matter much to what PPD does regularly if somebody got in to head the ATF that was generally anti-Second Amendment? Would that affect you guys very much?
No. That's something that, you know, we worry about those things on the local level, and all we want people to do, if they're going to own weapons, is to own them responsibly and use them when defending themselves or someone else. But as far as bad guys on the street goes, they don't listen to laws. They're not worried about gun laws and background checks and that sort of thing and purchasing the weapon legally. So you have two different things there that you're talking about.
All right, very good. Well, that's what I figured, but I wanted to check with you to see. Recently, Escambia County Sheriff's Office and the Pensacola Police Department, which was kind of expected that there would be an even tighter cooperation with all of the shared leadership personnel over the years now. You guys announced that you're working together on drug crimes and also working together on gang crimes. How has that been? It's been about a month, if I'm not mistaken, that tightening of cooperation has taken place. How's that working so far?
Yeah, it's working well. It's still there, and it's going to be there for a long, long time, so long as the current administrations are in both agencies. So, again, it's a very good thing that's happening. It's a bad time for the bad guys. But a lot of times these investigations take some time for big announcements, that are worthy of a news conference to come out. So just because we're not giving information out on a daily basis as far as street level or narcotics go or even above that certainly does not mean that things are not going on.
I take that as a good advice on keeping your perspective on what kind of announcements come out. Last question for you, Mike. A lot of times we talk about a myth or a portrayal of police work that you see on TV and movies. And I have a question for you about this one, is whether it's true or not. One of the most common is the kind of the turf war jurisdictional battle. The local cop makes the arrest and then the FBI agents swoop in and then how dare they take my case and, or whatever. Does that really happen? I mean, do you guys really have these kind of like petty turf war, how dare you kind of things go on in case jurisdictions?
No. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. If an agency wants to come in and take over a case, we have no problem letting them do that, and which very rarely happens, especially at the state and federal level. They want to come in. They don't, quote, take the case over. They come in and they assist with the case. We assist them, and it's a joint effort. But if two agencies have a major case and one of them steps up and says, that's our case, we're going to take it, you're not going to see a lot of argument from the other case from the other agency, because all police departments have enough to do already. And if someone wants to take over a case that happened right on a jurisdictional line, you're certainly not going to see them fight over it like you do on TV.
Yeah, it's interesting, the portrayal of police agencies as all these internecine warfares over their jurisdiction. That's just not the. And I know, like, you have rules about FDLE taking over shooting events. And, of course, as you say, hey, if the feds want to take it over, by all means, y'all have the resources. That's fantastic. Well, that's why I like to ask. That's good information. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what y'all do to keep us safe.
Thank you.